That gets me every time I listen to that, Najee.
I love that beat. That was produced by Joe Timberland, by the way. Joe Timberland on the beat.
Yeah. Oh, man, that gets me. What's up, my homo sapiens, man?
What's up, my homo sapiens? Good, man. Oh, man. How you doing, bro?
Dude, I'm feeling human as always, man.
Yo, very homo sapien today.
Yeah, I am. Feeling very homo sapien, man. You can't take that out of me. That's who I am. That is what I represent, dude.
You can take the homo out the Joe, but not the sapien?
No.
How's that go? No, that was...
Oh, man.
Mess that joke up.
Oh,
but
man.
But you see where I was going with it.
Yeah, that's right.
You see where I was going.
That's right. You can take the homo out of sapien, but you can't take the sapien out of the homos.
Out of the homos?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're going to get that up.
But we got love for everybody. We got love for everybody. All right. I wanted you to.
Man, yo. First official episode.
This is our first official episode.
First official episode.
Yeah. And we hope that everyone enjoyed the intro that we had. And we love.
Got a lot of feedback.
Well, yes, we love the feedback. That really helps us out. But you know what? I'm still a little confused on some stuff, Najee. I want you to clarify some of these things for me, all right? I got some questions. What's down there? What's up with Antarctica? What's going on?
Man, listen, Antarctica. Is there like a... When we're talking top level elite conspiracy
that's what theories, these are? Is that?
I'm talking Antarctica has to be arguably the top.
What is...
I'm talking it's up there with the moon.
What is
it's
really?
It's up there with time travel.
Oh, man.
It's up there with Stargates, alien babies. It's up there, man.
So tell what conspiracy theories are down there?
If you haven't heard, man, so Antarctica has some of the craziest conspiracy theories, man.
What are they called? What are some of these called?
Underground lakes. So there's been reports, several different explorers finding underground lakes, deep underground lakes, as a matter of fact. So they're not just lakes, but they're very deep.
They go very deep.
They say also there's rumors to the blood falls. So on some parts of the ice, it seems that the ice will bleed. It's weird.
That is definitely.
I'm sure there's something scientific that can explain that, but just imagining ice bleeding.
That's a little scary, to be honest.
And it's red. You can look it up. Just
You know what? I think crazy. I've heard something about that. Yeah. The ice bleeds. It comes out red. Do you think that's maybe with the amount of sodium in the water?
That's what I was thinking, like phosphorus or something like that. But
maybe it's a sign we're really hurting our planet.
That could be, man. You know? Could be. But there's plenty unusual creatures. There's been sightings of unusual creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Ancient fossils.
Oh, it's too cold for anyone to live down there. It's too cold. Yes. So you never know what's down there.
You never know.
It's not an actual government or...
You can't go there.
Most of
us can't go.
How do you get a plane ticket to Antarctica?
That's a fucking good question. Oops, excuse me. I said the F word. Joe said I had to clean it up.
Oh, man. All right. Mopping up the game. Okay.
But, man, there's also, you know, been reports of rainforests.
Right. I figure.
Singing ice. Well, the singing ice, I think I could kind of explain.
Is that like that frozen shit that goes on?
Yes.
Oh!
What it is I think because I think the way the wind catches in the ice, it might.
There's like tunnels. So it sounds like a pipe
organ. But there's singing ice. They say that glaciers. Yeah. Glaciers, the boats will pass and the glaciers will actually sing to them.
Really?
But giant holes, the Southern Ocean, so there's also a theory to be a whole nother ocean past Antarctica.
So you think
on the other side.
You think NASA and stuff is lying to us when they show us
Earth? Of course, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
No, without a doubt.
So the space station...
Somebody's lying.
The question is, what are they specifically lying about, and why are they lying?
Everything.
Do you think they're hiding something?
They're definitely hiding something. Why can't we go there? Why can't we fly over Antarctica?
I don't know. I never tried it. You got a plane?
I can find one. I know a guy.
Yeah?
I know a guy.
I know a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy that knows a guy. And then, of course, you know... You can't mention, I think at this time, you can't mention Antarctica without it being Synonymous.
Now you got me saying it like that.
Well, directly linked with the Nazis.
Oh my gosh.
So the Nazi Germany, World War II.
Yeah.
They have a direct link, you know, with Antarctica. Every time you
That makes sense, because who built the rockets for NASA?
The Germans.
They were Nazis.
The Nazi scientists,
the super scientists over there in Germany came over here and were. It was a requirement for them to be as long as they stayed in in the NASA facility, then you were good.
Yeah.
That's how that was.
They basically kept them prison.
Yeah. So it's kind of scary to think that the people who got us to the moon were Nazis.
Yeah.
Not everyone was a Nazi, but they
had the technology. They had advanced technology.
They did. I mean, their tanks alone were like 5 years ahead of us.
And the jets. They had the first fighter jets.
Did they really?
Yep. They were the first ones to come out with the fighter jets. Yeah.
I never heard of that one.
They weren't messing around.
No, they definitely weren't.
They were messing around.
But they pissed us off and they lost.
It was rumored that they found, you know, a city up there lost, like a city, like a whole lost city.
Well, like El Dorado, some crap?
Something like that, and came in contact with even, you know, extraterrestrials.
Oh man. This is where you start to scare me, man.
They ran to Antarctica because they knew that there was places that they could hide. Wasn't there this theory
that you had mentioned called Operation High Jump?
So that is not a theory. That's an actual government operation that went down.
This was real. Who was in charge of all this?
This was back in 1947, I believe it started. And who led that expedition? Admiral Byrd.
Admiral Byrd did.
Admiral Byrd led that expedition. He was, if you didn't know, Admiral Byrd was, I think he was the first four-star
admiral.
He was definitely good. He was.
I mean, we don't know our ranks too much, so correct us if we're wrong.
He was known for his exploration. He was an explorer, pretty much.
So he went down there. He led. Well, how many ships were down there? It was like 13, wasn't it?
He led a whole team down there.
It was how many men? Wasn't it like 4,000 to 5,000 men that went down there?
It was 4,700 men went down there. So it was an exploration. So right after World War I, the Nazis were going to Antarctica like around that time. Yeah. Right after World War I, they were going.
Right.
So America, you know, they're not going to let... Like, they can't let you do something and me not do it, right?
Right.
So once they knew that the Nazis were going to Antarctica, they wanted to know why, so they started doing their own expeditions.
And the
first one was called Operation High Jump.
Well, didn't Admiral Byrd actually have like an aircraft carrier in that?
Yes. Yeah, so what
and
happened,
a submarine.
So when they went, and it was called Task Force 68, right? And that was the group.
Yeah.
So they left for this exploration August 26, 1946. And it ended late February of 1947, so about a year. So they went with 47 men, 13 ships.
4,700? 4,700. That's a lot of ships dudes, for just less man, than 50 right? guys.
Hey, man, one dude running a ship. 4,700 men, 13 ships, and 33 aircraft carriers.
33 planes on the aircraft carrier?
No, 33 aircraft carriers. So there had to be more planes.
There was only 13 ships, wasn't there?
Yes, 13 ships and 33 aircraft.
All right.
Yes, man.
You got me messed up, man.
Yes, I'm sorry, you're right, aircraft.
Okay, come back, Homo sapien, come back.
Whoa, come on back.
Come back to Earth, man.
Sorry about that.
You are... 33
planes. 33 aircrafts. Planes, helicopters.
Right.
There's 33 of them, yes.
Okay. So 33 planes. All right. So this Admiral Byrd, was his operation successful?
It was, man. It was. So,
Admiral Byrd, they must have found something down there, right?
Well, he had already went before. So Admiral Byrd was the first. He's the first person accredited to flying to the both, to flying directly across North Pole and South Pole.
But they found the wall?
Well,
the Antarctic wall, right?
He flew out there before the operation.
Right.
So when they got there, they encountered a wall surrounding the whole continent.
Well, that's, you know what, though?
And their issue was getting up that wall.
Yeah, there's a whole documentary about this Operation High Jump. And I saw that they had the hardest time cutting through all the ice just to get to Antarctica.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, that they started to know something was up when the planes were being sent out from the aircraft carrier and some of them weren't coming back.
No, they weren't returning.
Now, you think they got lost somewhere or do you think they were attacked?
All right, so there, like you said, there's a documentary of Operation High Jump. In this documentary, there's a clip of Admiral Byrd speaking himself. And he says this himself. He said that the aircrafts weren't returning. So they went to go find them. So they got up on, they climbed the ice wall, got there, and they marched into Antarctica.
Yeah.
So as they marched in several miles, he said that they started seeing debris and what it looked like, pieces of aircrafts. As they started going, they encountered an invisible barrier.
An invisible barrier. Like a force field?
Like a force field.
Like some Star Wars shit going on there?
Like a force field. So he said at this force field, there were all the planes that they were missing were found there, crashed.
Dude, you...
So they were running into this force field and just like incinerating.
You're
exploding.
You're blowing my mind right now, man. I mean, seriously, like to think that, you know, do you think we're not far from that technology ourselves in our timeline right now?
With force fields?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Like it's pretty crazy.
Force fields. I mean, if you...
I mean, look at the AI.
Yeah.
The AI itself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Didn't Mark Zuckerberg's AI try to create its own language so we couldn't understand it?
Exactly.
So if that can happen,
AI,
dude, if that can happen, there's no way we should be able to understand the technologies that could be hidden from us that do exist. So, Najee, do you really think that our government might be hiding technologies from us like a force field or something?
Of course.
Yeah?
Force fields, cars that run on water.
Yeah. Damn. What was that thing about...
laser beams.
What was that thing about AI?
Man, yo, speaking of AI, did you hear that story of the four artificial intelligent robots that killed 29 scientists?
Like I'm talking about like iRobot, Will Smith kind of stuff?
Yes.
That really happened?
So this story
Because that's
came,
like some Terminator shit going down.
So this story came out in 2000... I think it was 2017. 2017, four AI robots.
Four.
Four of them in a South Korean scientist lab that were contracted to do work by CIA and NSA and our military. They're developing military grade, you know, combat robots. These robots, all four of them came together and then started killing the scientists because they wanted to break out the lab.
That is scary, dude.
It's terrifying. And so this is how, so they killed the robots, right? They had to dismantle them.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't kill them. They were repairing each other.
Whoa.
So yeah, when one of them was going that down, they were fixing each other.
Oh no, this one needs more RAM. Yes. This one needs a GPU, all that kind of stuff. Oh,
so
that's crazy.
So the last one, that they tried to get, he had ran and hid, but they caught him by his internet signal. He tapped into the internet and he was trying to download himself.
Oh, and he gave his position away.
Yes.
Oh, by his IP address.
Yes.
That is some crazy shit. So
isn't that insane?
And you think maybe they're hiding down there doing that kind of stuff in Antarctica? You think it's robots down there?
I think it could be any. I think there's robots down there. I think there's
dinosaurs down there. I think there's a whole civilization.
Oh,
down
yeah.
There.
Prehistoric cities. Animals probably got to exist down
we
there.
We know for a fact that there's pyramids all throughout Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much down there. Hollow Earth.
The Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth, baby. It's right. I know, there's
an like Journey
there.
To the Center of the Earth.
I love that movie, by
That's
the way.
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie, great, man.
Especially with the one with Brendan Fraser.
That's my favorite one.
That is so good.
That was the good one. When he had saved up all them, all that pocket change. He says, how are we going to go?
He did.
All them damn jars. Ain't no way all those jars and pennies are paying for a trip around
the
world.
No way. Come on, man.
I liked it.
I saw four jars. That's... I saw four jars full of pennies.
They were 5 gallons, to be fair, right. But still.
Yeah, come on. You maybe would have had like $1,500. That's more than that's one plane ticket.
One plane ticket, man. But there's, so the technology, man, that's being hidden from us, we have no idea, man.
Well,
I mean, like everything, just real, everything that we've seen in the movies in the 80s, 90s.
Like Back to the Future.
Yes, we have now.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know what? That movie, Back to the Future, predicted that we would have all that technology by 2015. And we were already there.
Yeah, we've been there.
So if you think if they were to create like a new Back to the Future and they went to the future, what kind of technology would we have in 30, 40 years from now?
Oh, man. That's a good question. I think that teleportation would definitely.
Yeah. Have you to think be people there, are teleporting right? down there, like different dimensions and stuff like that?
No, just you move one thing. I can send something to your house.
Oh, so like when I go to the store, I could just teleport straight to the store.
Yeah, I could teleport to the store. I could teleport my groceries straight to the house. And that'd be cool.
That makes you think, man.
That'd be so cool. I know. They have stuff like that already, man.
Yeah, you think they do?
I really do.
You think these government officials use that? Like, oh, yes. Hey, let's go to Epstein's house.
That's one of my favorite theories, too, is Stargates.
Yeah.
And teleporting. Like, that's how we actually travel.
Through space?
Through space and not through rockets.
Now, when we're going through space, like, you tell me, is it like the teleportation like a hyper jump?
Yeah, so I'm like you're stepping through a wormhole, a controlled wormhole.
Conspiracy high jump.
Yes.
It wasn't just Antarctica.
But that's
it was
not.
Teleporting.
That's
right.
A theory.
Was it teleporting? Because
have you heard of Michael Prince?
Who's that?
He's a guy who's claimed to be a super soldier, and he was married into the Rothschilds.
You mean like Captain America shit?
So, yes. Yes, actually, yeah, but he has shared some stories, and he said that he was a part of an elite unit in the military, and they would do operations on the moon, but they would get there by stargates, and they would teleport there. They wouldn't fly in a rocket, but that's a good one. But man,
you do realize how far the moon is, right?
How far is the moon, Joe? Joe knows how far the moon is, guys.
The moon is 239,000 miles away. So did you know in 1969 how far the trip was? How many days, how many Earth days it took to get to the moon?
Mm-mm.
It took them about 3 to 4 days just to reach the moon because of how far away it is. Now understanding that when they get to space, the rocket starts traveling anywhere between 17,000 to 19,000 miles an hour. So you're thinking, oh, well, then we'll get to the moon in plenty of time. This is still a 3 or 4 day trip to the moon. A lot of people underestimate how far the moon really is. The moon is far enough to put almost every single planet in our solar system, and it would fit in the distance between the moon and the Earth.
Yeah.
Did you know how big it is?
Wow.
And how far the moon is?
I did not know that. So you believe we went to the moon on a rocket?
Honestly, I think I do, because sometimes I think people underestimate how advanced the human civilization really is.
On the Apollo rocket?
Yeah, I do believe that kind of stuff.
The thing was covered in foil.
And foil. Oh, you're cracking me up. What are we making? Are we making tinfoil hats now after this? Or?
Yeah, bring out the foil.
Oh,
where's the foil?
Gosh. There it is. We're really doing
this? It's right
this?
There. It's
It's right there.
It's right there, right in front of me. You go ahead, Najee, why don't you go ahead and make your tinfoil hat. You tell me. You take it. I'll cut it off. You stretch it. All right.
Oh, yeah. It's going on.
Do I need to make mine as well?
Yeah, put yours on. We're getting deep. Like a baked potato.
You gotta put it on the grill.
Oh yeah, baked potato style. Get my headphones over the hat.
Boom, headphones.
Oh, this
on.
Is loud.
Yeah. Well, it's foil.
It's foil.
Foil's never quiet.
I understand that.
Never. You know, one of the cool things though. That did come out of Operation High Jump.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
All right, hold on. Am I doing it right?
Yep. Now squeeze the top to a point. Boop. There we go. Now we're cooking.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We're going to have to post this on our Instagram, aren't we? Not already, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And you can see more information about the Homo sapien podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, so
all right, so
but
am I ready to go down to Antarctica now?
Let's do it. Now we're ready.
Now we're ready. I have a tinfoil hat.
So one of the cool things though is that in this trip they accidentally invented frozen dinners.
Is that how you're talking? You know what? The timeline makes sense.
Yeah, they accidentally invented frozen dinners during this time because when they went, because like I said, they did a small expedition first. And when they went, it was easier for them to leave the stuff that they brought there instead of bringing it back with them. So when they returned, all the stuff that they left was there.
Right.
And it was perfectly preserved, especially the food. Everything was perfectly preserved, and they actually ate it. They ate the food. They ate everything, dined everything. Everything was good, and so they figured out that food can last that long and can still be edible. So hence, frozen dinners.
And that came out right before the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Isn't that crazy?
That is really cool, man. So Mr. Richard Byrd. Admiral Richard Byrd.
Right, the Admiral.
Very interesting dude, man.
Yeah.
He got all the majority of his recognition as an aviator, as a, you know, pilot, an explorer pilot. You know, he definitely was accredited for the North Pole and South Pole by air first. They do say that some people dispute his exploration of the North Pole, but mostly it's accepted that he flew across the North Pole. And they also said he's accredited for discovering Mount Sidley. It's the largest dormant volcano in all of Antarctica.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And you know what? That volcano could be keeping the inside
people
warm.
In it, man. Hey, listen.
And, you know, yeah, well, sure. We got people in it.
Explain the igloo fact, man.
The igloo. So the igloo fact is that you can have it up to 60 degrees inside of an igloo, but the ice won't melt.
Never melt.
But the reason why is that all the cold on the outside is keeping keeping pretty much the ice brick for your igloo cold to the touch, where the inside's not going to melt it.
But that also creates an atmosphere for what? Life.
Right.
Living.
That's true.
Man, there's...
So it's like a giant igloo. It's like a giant igloo.
The Nazis are down there, man. They got a base down there.
Yeah.
They're living down there.
I know. That's some Hydra shit that's going on.
They're out there,
man.
But why can't we go?
That's the question.
What's up with the treaty?
That's the question.
Why is there a treaty?
That blows my mind.
Because, you know, I think that's the only treaty that all the countries in the world agree on.
I mean, there's like a small science lab down there, but that's really it.
Do you think they all came together and agreed that they're all going to benefit off the minerals, all the sub, like...
There could be like a lot of metal down there, a lot of gold,
tons of
silver,
tons of
diamonds.
Stuff. tons.
And I wonder if they're controlling it because of the economy. Like, no, if this many people get gold and silver, that could be holding up part of the economy too, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if everyone had it, everyone would be rich. And then we'd be, you know, the economy would fall.
That's true. And, you know, maybe they could just be holding it just in case, man. Just in case to have it. Or maybe that's where rich people go when they die.
Well, with that being, I mean, okay. That's a lot like Lord of the Rings.
That's where rich people go when they die, man. They go.
Yeah, same thing with the elves. The elves go to their special fairy tale land that they go to when they when they're ready for like their version of heaven. You know,
yep. I mean, but with how advanced you know the Nazis were with their
technology, their overall ideology with you know extraterrestrials, spirits,
right?
And they believe they used that.
Like reverse engineering.
Yes.
A lot of reverse engineering because that would further... I mean, if you think about it, within the past 100...
What do you think they got this stuff from?
What do you think about it? Human history has taken so long, tens of thousands of years, to get where we have the technology we do right now. And we're coming out with new technology every year that goes by. I mean, look at how advanced SpaceX is now.
And they're suppressing
and Tesla
a lot of
and the electric vehicle is popular right now. That thing is hot. So, I mean, you think about it. They got to be reverse engineering all these technologies that they're finding because it's coming out so fast.
Super fast. I mean, but all of this stuff they had already.
Yeah.
They suppressed a lot of technology. I mean, look at a lot of Nikola Tesla's patents.
Yeah.
The government suppressed.
No, they got all that stuff.
A lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he created free energy. Where's my damn free energy?
Exactly.
You know,
dude, life in general in our society is a scam every day. Because every day they want you to spend your money on something, mm-hmm. and they're even charging you free energy. You know, anyone that's smart enough to actually build or at least buy a solar panel or a wind turbine. You know what I mean? You have free energy right there.
Yeah.
And majority of us are too lazy to do that because we're paying for it. It's more of a convenience to pay for it than to start gathering
you know
it
what?
For yourself.
Every
I think
house,
that's the issue.
We should all of our houses should have a small wind turbine on it.
Yeah.
Because that's nothing.
Especially if
it
we
costs,
live,
it's
especially
very
people
cheap.
In like Florida,
yeah, we
with the windy
wind
Chicago,
the
like Illinois near the Great Lakes, anyone on the coast, really, you know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't have an electric vehicle, but I wouldn't. I'm not against owning one. Would you? Would you ever do that?
Electric vehicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want an electric vehicle. I actually would like to get the new. Have you seen the Mustang SUVs? Man, they're sweet. They
those,
have an
those
electric,
are electric
version. They have
really?
An electric version. It's really dope. And the new Hummer, the electric Hummer. Man,
yeah, that thing does
that
look pretty sick.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I would love to have one.
Would you ever get a Tesla?
I would, yeah, for sure.
Which one would you
get?
Get
a Tesla.
You get the SUV or the
I'd
sedan?
I'd get the SUV.
I would
like those butterfly
yeah.
doors, man.
Those doors are
those
really cool.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's how you get the ladies.
Yeah, but they're you know Elon Musk is dropping off. He's dropping on all those prices on his Tesla now.
Is he? They're making
yeah.
them cheap.
Yeah, they're making them cheaper.
So we could get one.
We possibly could.
Poor people could get them now.
I think they're doing that for the competition, to be honest.
Well, yeah, everyone's coming out with a line of their own.
And some of these,
and they're good too.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
lie, pretty good.
They look solid.
Lexus looks.
It's finally, because you know what car has been electric for the longest time?
What?
The Toyota, what is it? The
Pure? It starts with the real small, right?
The Toyota Prius.
Pussy.
Oh!
Yeah, the Prius.
Yeah. We're just going to go beep that out. Okay. Yeah, the Toyota Prius, but you know what? No one's ever gotten it because it's always looked so ugly.
It looks so wimpy.
Yeah, it does.
It's wimpy as hell.
Now look at Tesla. Tesla was like, you know what?
Yeah, we're going to come out
screw
with a nice,
screw that. I'm making
sleek,
a nice-looking
car,
and I'm going to make sure that the people get what's better for our planet too. But that's the theory in itself, is that are electric vehicles better for the planet? I mean, they got to get all, they got to collect all those batteries, and collecting those batteries is not good for our environment. That's not good
for the planet. We got to dig, especially with the lithium, with all the controversy around lithium batteries right now.
Yeah.
And how they're treating the miners over there.
Do you think there's a lot of that resources down in Antarctica?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that.
Would you say that Antarctica is just the wall to the rest of the Earth that they're hiding from us?
So I think that, it's a barrier. It's a barrier. And, you know, the thing about barriers is that there's always something on the other side.
Right. And that's what a lot of these episodes are coming up. I don't
know
what it
is, but I know there's something. Right. But Admiral Byrd did try his best to give us, you know, a glimpse, you know, and an understanding of what's really out there.
Yeah.
There's actually...
there's a lot.
There's a clip of him on in an interview actually explaining how there's actual other land out here that we don't know of, that they actually hide
from. More continents.
I have the clip here pulled up. I'm actually going to play that.
Play it for us, will you?
Strangely enough, there's left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being. And that's beyond the pole on the other side of the South Pole from Middle America.
That's wild. Wow. That is wild.
Wow.
That's blowing my mind. Dude, there's basically a whole nother world out there that we don't even know about on our own planet. The size
of North America.
It's on our planet too. We're being lied to. These maps are lying to us.
Admiral Byrd died in his 60s. He died at 68.
Okay.
But the way he died was horrible, man. They stripped him. By the end of his career, they stripped him of his medals.
They took his rank, did they?
They took his rank. They stripped him of his medals. He ended up in a sane asylum. And then they said, quote unquote, air quotes, I'm doing the fingers, that he killed himself by jumping off the fifth floor of this hospital.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
So they did him dirty in the end. They did him real dirty. Oh, man. Hey, Najee, I could not thank you enough for showing me everything and doing this with me tonight. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm always learning different ways to look at the world from you, man. And you make me feel more Homo sapien when I'm near you, man. Because that's the point of Homo sapiens, that we question everything that comes in our lives.
That's it, man. You got to be right. A real Homo sapien.
That's right. We got to understand we're not alone.
Sapiens.
We are not alone. We're not alone. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. And we appreciate it. And we got lots coming up next week.